Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rawan.
And this is Rand. Today we have a very special episode for you guys. In the middle of everything happening in the world right now, life continues for many people, especially students. So to help relieve the stress that students are feeling now with like trying to finish their schoolwork and things like that and end the semester, we just wanted to have this episode with some special guests, and it's especially for seniors. Okay, so this episode is for seniors in particular because we are getting closer to the day that we decide which college we're going to go to. So the college decision process is really important because you're going to spend the next 4 years at this particular place. So we just have some special guests here to tell us a little bit about their college decisions and why they chose the college that they went to. And we have representation from different colleges in the area that we live in. So, and they're also in the different phases of college. So hopefully we'll be able to give you guys a better picture of the college decision process and hopefully help some of you seniors out there who are trying to choose. I know this episode was very helpful for me because I'm in between two colleges right now. So I got to hear from different people from those colleges and I got a lot of information. And I know that if you guys are interested in going to any of these places, they'll be very happy to answer your questions. So feel free to ask them.
Okay, so today we have our very special guests with us today, Emani, Lila, and Sophia, who are going to be sharing a little bit more about their college decision process. So we're going to go ahead and have them introduce ourselves. So Sophia is here with us, and we have Emani and Lila with us on the phone. So Emani, can you go ahead and introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Emani. I am a senior at Clinton University. I'm a double major in history and education, and I'm actually hoping to pursue a master's in history in the fall.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lila. I am a junior at the University of South Carolina, and I'm majoring in public health and hoping to pursue dentistry, inshallah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sophia, and I am a sophomore at Furman University. I'm a psychology major, and I'm planning on minoring in Middle Eastern and Islamic studies. I'm planning on going to medical school after I graduate, but we'll see how that goes.
So the first question that we have for you guys is, why did you guys choose the school that you attend right now?
So I actually was planning on going to Furman University, but but I actually changed my mind because I felt like I wanted to branch outside of Greenville personally and be able to like move somewhere else outside of my family and be able to grow more independent. So it was between, I actually did not apply to Clemson. I was actually more towards Furman or the University of South Carolina. And when I visited USC, I actually really enjoyed the environment there. My tour guide was absolutely amazing and like drew me to the campus a lot. I liked the energy of the people there. And it had the major at the time that I was pursuing, which was biology, which I really liked. But then I ended up changing to public health, learning about how people really enjoy being a public health major and how they could go for like pre-dental, pre-med. Mm-hmm. So overall, I just like really like the energy over there, and it's been like a really great experience so far.
Awesome. For me, I was actually planning on going to USC, and then I decided on Furman like the day before the deadline was due. And for me, I think it was because everyone that I knew was going to USC, I wanted to go somewhere where not a lot of my friends were going, because I kind of know my personality and I know that if I did follow them, I would not branch out and not meet new people. And I feel like by going to Furman, I've met so many different people from like high school, so that's been a great experience. And then along with that, just like the opportunities there are for like pre-med students, it's like there's a lot of opportunities at Furman, which is nice.
I chose Clemson University. I don't know about anyone else, but I come from a very strict and overprotective Arab family, so there was no way that they were going to be letting me go outside of like the Anderson, Clemson, Greenville area, and so I decided on Clemson. My brother graduated with his bachelor's from there, and when I went and visited there, I want to say when I was a junior or senior in high school, I really liked me to the vibe of the school itself. The people were really friendly, so that's one of the biggest reasons why I chose it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys for sharing. And I think Emani kind of touched on this a little bit, but As Muslims, was there anything, like any criteria or anything specific that you guys were looking for in a school when you were choosing where to go to college?
I'm just like taking in all the information because I'm trying to make a decision about college.
By the end of this episode, you need a decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's super cool too. One thing I was thinking about was, so for people that aren't familiar, like Clemson and USC, I would say are like more similar in terms of like type of school. So they're both very large state schools with like pretty big student populations. Mm-hmm. And like Sophia mentioned, Furman is like a small private liberal arts school. So it was just like really cool to see, I think, hearing you guys like each individually say like what you liked about your school,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like what you liked at your school based on the style of school. And I think a lot of people sometimes like can neglect like to think about like what kind of school do I want to go to, and they just apply to schools like based on like the name or like where they live,
mm-hmm.
and they forget like, oh, like this is like a small like private school, or this is like a big public state school, like what is that going to be like? So I think you guys brought up a really important like other consideration as well, which is like what kind of school are you going to.
Honestly, I really like how you also mentioned like you made connections with your departments, because when I was looking at, you know, like either USC or Clemson, I was thinking like they're really big. How do you get to know people there? And like, how do you actually build connections and start having friends? And I guess now I understand it better, but like I never thought about, oh, like you, like it's smaller in departments, I guess. So that's how you start making connections, which is really cool.
Yeah. Emani and Lila, do you guys have anything to add about like getting to know your professors more, especially in large classes, and Sophia too, because I think it can, you know, it can be hard anytime. What, like getting to know professors, do you guys have any advice for that?
Yeah, for me, I transferred into Clemson, and so I technically didn't have those big freshman classes, but once I actually got into my program and those specific classes for the program, it was really easy for me to build relationships with those professors. And I think at Clemson they do a really good job of hiring professors that genuinely want you to succeed, and so they'll definitely try their best to help you in doing that.
For me, I feel like of course I've like mentioned like different organizations that I've been a part of that I've made like connections with, like other students that have given me connections for the future. But I feel like also don't be afraid to like attend office hours. Mm-hmm. I'm like serious, like when I was taking organic, I became like best friends with like my organic professor. She was Indian, I was Indian, we had that Indian connection, it was great. So like making that connection with her, I was able to get a rec letter, like a recommendation letter from her, so that way I can use it for dental school, inshallah. Not only that, I also became like, I went to like every TA's office hours to make sure I got the good grade in the class that I ended up getting, humla. So like, don't be afraid to reach out, like even to advisors or even people like within like your major, don't be afraid to reach out, because people are actually willing to help you. You never know if you don't try. The worst thing they could say is no.
Mm-hmm.
So for me going into college, I was actually really shy. But as I've, like, been at USC, I've been able to branch out a lot more and be able to reach out to people and be like, can you help me with this? Because, like I said, the worst thing they can say is no. But at the end of the day, some people are actually really willing to help you. So don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Just going off of what Lila said, yeah, definitely go to office hours. Even if you don't, like, have a question, just, like, say hi. I don't know how it really works at public, like, big universities. So I don't know if they have, like, strict timings or whatever. But I think, like, just popping in, you know, being like, what's up? And getting to know them, like, on a more personal level is, like, super great.
Yeah. I would definitely say, yeah. I mean, I agree with everything. And, like, I think so many people think that you have to have a question to go to office hours, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't, one of my professors was once telling me, they were like, yeah, you can just, like, make up a question and come. Like, obviously make it, like, don't make it, like, a dumb question, like, something that is, like,
obvious,
very obvious, and it's, like, clear that you're making it up. But, like, even if you, like, know something and you're just like, wow, I really have no reason to go to this professor, like, come up with something that you can talk to them about, whether that be, like, a question of something that you might like already kind of understand but might just need more clarification on, or just like getting to know them. Like, you can always like look up professors and like see their research,
mm-hmm.
And kind of say like, oh, like I saw that you do research on this thing, like that's so cool, or like you wrote a book, like that's so cool. When Lila was talking about her organic professor, I remember my organic professor last semester used to like write romance novels, like she was a published author, which was so cool because like it was totally outside of her field and totally outside of her realm, but you know, sometimes I was like, well, I don't want to, like, I don't have anything to ask her, but I would talk to her about, like, her books and, like, her writing and her experience as an author. So doing some, like, research as well by your professors can be helpful. So, yeah, thanks, guys, for sharing. I think it's so important to get to know your professors. And if you know that as a freshman, like, I feel like you're already ahead of the game. Like, mm-hmm. you know how to, like, get in there and, like, talk to them.
So another question that we have for you guys is, like, at each of your individual colleges, do you feel like there's a good support system for freshmen, like with guidance and things like that?
So I'm a resident assistant for freshman students right now, and we have an RA and a FRAD, which is a first year advisor for each resident, freshman resident, and they live together and they kind of like help the freshmen like grow and whether it be like academically or socially or like even about like personal events. So I feel like that's a really great resource, and we're kind of like the path through which they meet other resources, such as like the counseling center and like the Center of Academic Success, and just other like peer mentoring programs on campus.
I think for like USC, I think it has a good support system for freshmen. I've heard good and bad experiences. One thing I would actually like, I think they have a good introduction to the school in general as a freshman. And the good part is like you're living on campus. Well, most people are living on campus with other freshmen. So you're able to like make those connections with other students and hear their experiences. And sometimes that can help you. And I feel like also with going back to like talking to people in class or different organizations, talking to people that are like in, like a year ahead of you or like even like a senior and hearing about their experience, I think that can help you the most. That's what helped me the most when I joined at like MSA. I was able to ask like other students that were older than me about their experiences with like public health and honestly learn more information about public health from them rather than my freshman advisor. Mm-hmm. I think also like I know some people end up changing their major during freshman year. If you end up changing it, so I think it's fine. I did it. But if you're, like, concerned about your major, don't be, like, afraid to reach outside of your freshman advisor. I think you should be able to still go to, like, for me, like, the Arnold School of Public Health. I was able to go to an advisor and ask her for advice about if I should switch to public health, and that's how I ended up switching to public health. So don't be afraid to reach out to people because not all the time do you actually have the best support during freshman year. There's only so much information you can get, and not all the time are you set up with the right freshman advisor.
Yeah, I completely agree with what Lila and Sophia said. I can only personally speak about transfer students since I transferred into Clemson my sophomore year. But even for that, I thought that they had a really good system of trying to put everyone into their program, trying to like help you get to know your advisors and people within your majors. And so overall, I think Clemson has a pretty decent support system for freshmen. But I think, Rowan, I think you can speak to that a little bit more than I can.
Yeah, I think Clemson has, like, a decent support system. I would say the one thing is, you know, like, I think naturally just going to like, a really big school means that you're going to have, a, like, I just have this opinion. I just think that all first semester freshman year of college experiences are all pretty bad, like relative to how the rest of college is gonna go. I think for most people, like in the moment, you're not gonna feel like it's bad and you're gonna be fine in the end, but when you look back, you're gonna be like, man, that was like really hard. And it's not really because of, it might not necessarily be because of classes, and usually it's not, usually it's because of, like, for me at least, it was like adjusting and like being away from my family for the first time and like, you know, just kind of like being in a new place and having to kind of be the person to like reach out. So I feel like Clemson has a decent support system in the sense that they introduce you to a lot of things at first. But I think at some point, like one thing in terms of like going to college is like they have to let you go. You know, like they're not going to hold your hand like all the way. And at some point they're going to let you go. And sometimes you're going to be really scared when they do let you go, because you're like, oh my God, like, wait, like there's no one, like there's no more orientation leader, like walking me around anymore. So yeah, I mean, I think that we have a decent support system, but again, I think going to a big school, it can be a bit harder to adjust just because there's so many people and you can feel like you're just like small fish, big pond kind of thing.
I agree with that 100%. I think USC was the same way with like orientation and all this stuff. Like, at first, like, they're with you, like, 24-7, and then after, they're like, well, there you go. That's it.
Yeah.
But I think that helps really you, scary. Like, for me, like, making friends and, like, making different connections has helped me grow as a person. And that's what, you know, college is about, making you grow independent. And I'm actually, like, really happy with my experience at USC because it's really made me independent. It was scary leaving my house at first. I mean, I was low-key excited. But it was scary. But as time went on and I did my own thing and formed my own routine, I really became more mature and more independent. So not everyone has a great experience, but I personally did. It is scary, though. But like I said, don't be afraid to reach out to people if you need help.
Yeah.
I'll be reaching out to people for sure.
I think adding to what Lila said, even if you, like, choose to stay in the city that you live in, you can still be pretty independent, which is actually so, like, I did not expect it. Honestly, like, I thought I was just going to be, like, at my parents' house the entire time during, like, my freshman year. But you can grow a lot even just, like, living on campus or, like, not even, or just commuting, because the culture is so different from, yeah, like, high school. So even commuting, just, like, being on college campus just changes you.
I definitely agree that your freshman year, or at least your first semester on a new college and a new campus, is definitely an adjustment. For me personally, I was pretty shy when I first got to Clemson, and it took me a while to get out of my shell. And I think that happens for a lot of freshman students. They just want to go to class, they want to study, they want to, if they have friends that, you know, are going to the same school as them from high school, they want to just hang out with them. So I think at the beginning it's a little harder to branch out and to kind of find your place, but I think it gets better second semester or in your sophomore year.
What was it like for all of you guys, like, in terms of, like, as the social aspect of college? So I know you talked about a lot about, like, transitioning and, like, kind of what do you think about before you go there. But once you get there, I just feel like so many times we spend so much time talking about how do you get ready for college, and we don't talk about, like, what do you do when you get there in terms of, like, the social aspect as well. So was there anything that surprised you guys about the social aspect, and kind of what did your socialization into college look like?
I think, like, for my first semester, I felt like I would, like, well, for, like, socializing, do you mean, like, hanging out with friends and just, like, in and out of classes? Okay. So, like, first semester of my freshman year, I actually hang out with friends, like, a good amount. Like, we would get together, study, go to dinner, stuff like that, like, easy things like that. But then second semester, I kind of took the time and focused on myself, just because I don't know, like, second semester, something just changed. I was like, I kind of want to do my own thing this semester. And that's what actually helped me the most, is when I focused more on myself rather than, like, following what everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Socializing can be hard. Like, a lot of people have asked me, like, how do you balance socializing in school? I think, for me, I kind of just, like, made a schedule and I like being organized. So I, like, make time for things. Like, when I know I have time for socializing, I'll incorporate that in my schedule. Like, literally I have a time and I'm, like, socialize. But, like, I'll make sure to, like, do my schoolwork first, or, like, meet up with friends and, like, we can study together. It was easier for me to have a social life during first semester than second semester. I don't know why. But I think once I, like, formed that schedule and kind of focused more on me, I incorporated the social aspect and it kind of balanced everything out.
For me, I think it was the complete opposite of Lila's experience. My first semester, I was terrified because Clemson is a pretty big campus. And I really didn't know anyone other than my sister, who had already been there for, like, two semesters already. And so for me, it was really just go to class, find a place to study until my next class, go home, and just repeat the process. And it wasn't really until my junior year when I got involved with the Muslim Students Association, and I got involved with a few other clubs and committees, and I started actually making friends and started getting into, like, my cohort, the people that I would be seeing for most of my classes every semester. It wasn't until then that I actually start feeling like I found my place, and I actually started making friends and being more social. And also, just to speak on, like, the Muslim aspect of being social, a lot of friends and a lot of students that go to college, their idea of fun is to, like, go out to dinner, go out to bars, and to go out to parties. And so that's kind of hard for a Muslim to do that, since we don't drink and we don't, you know, do the whole going to parties aspect and everything. So it's a little bit harder to kind of figure out a place and time to meet up with friends when you don't do the things that they usually do with other people.
I agree with Imani. I think my experience going into Furman, I didn't know a lot of people at Furman. So it's definitely really terrifying. And honestly, like all of freshman year, I don't think I had like a solid friend group at all. I had like a bunch of acquaintances here and there. Mm-hmm. And I still don't think I have like a super solid friend group, but I feel like the friends that I have made, whether it be like from like really different groups, are like super solid friends that I'll be keeping forever. Mm-hmm. So just like remember, like you don't have to have like a friend group. You can just have like these random people from like different organizations. Whether it be like different clubs or like on your hall or like in your major.
I was thinking like for what Sophia was saying, like freshman year, I feel like I had a group, but as like I moved off campus, it was more like I had like different friends and it wasn't so much of a group anymore. Cause I don't know, for me, some people tend to like move on and kind of focus on themselves. But, like, by joining, like, different organizations and being part of different classes, like, I just kind of realized during college, it's easy to make friends, but not for me, not necessarily was there actually, like, a definite group I had.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard to meet up, like, and plan things, too. I have to, like, do my socialization over, like, dinner, like, while doing homework. And it's, like, a lot. It's a process.
Yeah.
Yes, I think 100%.
So, I have a question for you guys. This might sound weird, but do you ever feel like trapped at like when you're at college or in college, whatever, because you never like leave because you're there all the time, your dorm is there and stuff like that. Do you ever feel trapped or like, how is it like in that sense?
At Furman, we call this the Furman bubble, just being like trapped at Furman for so long. And like, even if you go off campus, there's not that much, kind of sketchy outside, but I think in that sense, like, yeah, you feel a little bit trapped. But I think for me, I kind of lucked out. I'm very close to home, so like whenever I do feel trapped, I just like kind of go home, which isn't probably like the best thing to do, but it's worked to like for the support system part of it. So yeah.
I live with my parents and my family, so it's kind of the opposite for me. I feel more trapped in the house than on campus. So like right now, because we're all in, you know, COVID-19 house arrest, it's a struggle for me to feel like I am feeling trapped right now. But I feel like once I'm on Clemson, I feel like it's a pretty open space to begin with. So I wouldn't necessarily say that I feel trapped while I'm on campus. I feel like I just feel trapped at home. So going to campus is like a breath of fresh air for me.
At Clemson, we also have a Clemson bubble as well. I think like every school pretty much ends up calling it their own bubble because people tend to stay like in close, like I guess like vicinity to their school. But also, I think one thing to consider when you're picking where to go to college that I think I wish I would have considered was like the city that your school is in. Like a lot of people go to a school to go to the school, obviously, but then they don't think about the city that it's in. At least I didn't. And Clemson is a college town. Like the city of Clemson itself is only 7.9 square miles. And the entire city revolves around Clemson. Mm-hmm. Like if Clemson didn't exist, like the city of Clemson wouldn't exist, essentially. And the majority of the population of the city is all students. So it's a very like college town type of place. Like all of downtown Clemson is like just like a bunch of restaurants and bars, and there's not like a whole lot to do in Clemson. So I think it's like easy to feel trapped going to Clemson sometimes if you live on campus and you don't go home. Like you're not going home during the week because you like are in such a small city. So I think a consideration is definitely like what city is your school in, and like ask people, like, what do you do for fun? Because I didn't ask that when I went on college tours, and I wish I would have more, because then you can figure out, like, is that something I would like to do in my free time? Because you're going to have fun during college. You're going to have to take some time to do something fun, and you want to make sure it's something that aligns with what you want. So I think considering what city your school is in and what kind of things there are to do is important, too.
I noticed that about Clemson, because sometimes I'll drive over there, and I'm like, no, I know that I'm close to the school when I start seeing, like, the paw prints or whatever on the like road, and then everything's named after Clemson or like Tiger something.
Yeah,
like,
Or when you start seeing, like, farms and cows and, like, nothingness, it's like, you're close. Just keep going.
What do you guys do for fun at, like, in college?
I think one of the things that I learned while being at college is that you should not say no to everything that comes your way. Like, give it a chance, no matter how, like, weird it sounds, whether it be, like, swing dancing or, like, catching up with, like, an old friend, you know? Like, just really weird things. You should say yes and, like, give it an opportunity. So I think, like, there's a lot of things that I've done for fun. Furman has, like, a lot of programs over the weekend, so a lot of people that are from, like, out of state don't feel, like, trapped or whatever. So just, like, going to those, that's been fun.
I think at USC, like, branching off what Sophia said, USC has, like, a lot of programs as well, like, that they do, like, on the weekdays and, like, on the weekends and stuff, like, that are, like, free. Like, I think sometimes, like, they have opportunities to do a paint night or, like, escape night, where you get to, like, an escape room. So those have been fun, and I've attended those. They've also had, like, the state fair each year, which has been really fun, low-key expensive, but really fun. They have, like, restaurants and stuff, like, I guess, like, any college would. They, like, I love going, like, to, like, different restaurants and trying out new places. There's actually a lot of new places in Columbia that I still have not tried yet, but they're absolutely amazing. So going out to dinner with friends and kind of taking your mind off school is what I've been doing. Recently, like, I think our MSA, we just, like, went to a trampoline park, which is really fun. And then, if anything, like, my roommates and I will just go shopping at the mall. I like their mall there. It's low-key sketchy, but I like their mall. So there's a variety of things to do, and there's always, like, new places to see in Columbia. Like, I've been there for, like, 3 years, and I'm still, like, seeing new places. So I'm never, like, bored, to be honest.
I really don't have any fun, so I can't.
Yeah, Manny, I'm sending you a virtual hug. I feel like you need it.
I think that as you get later, I think as you get later into college, you have less and less time to have fun. So definitely, I think my definition of fun has been greatly reduced. And I think everyone who's under COVID-19 house arrest, as Manny called it, now has a greatly reduced definition of fun as well. And that's just, yes. I feel like that's what it's like to progress through college. It's like what you think is fun is like, starts like getting like lesser and lesser, at least for me, because there's just like not that much time. But yeah, I think like going to dinner with friends and like making a point to just like see other people and like not do work, honestly, like anything that doesn't involve work, like going to dinner with friends or like going to like events on campus or like schools will always do like fun things like that, I think is really important. Even if you have like a class with friends or something, like one like really fun thing is like just like having those friends and being like, okay, like every week before this class, we're gonna get dinner together. So that was like really useful for me. I know, and like helping me just kind of like keep up like relationships like with friends and not letting them kind of like, I guess like fizzle like or like die out like when we're all busy, and just making sure that we were all like seeing each other and like checking in on each other. So yeah, I would say my definition of fun is really not super fun, but that's probably what I would say.
Yeah, my definition of fun right now is getting Starbucks. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Coffee dates, always fun.
Yep.
Could I ask, like, what are your advice for, like, seniors that are trying to choose a college now that we are on house arrest? Like, what are some of your advice, like, for them? With the final thoughts. Like,
let me tell you, my senior year of high school, I was, like, I always saw, like, my future dorm at the time in real life once. And I was, like, looking up dorm videos. Dude, that's what I did. It was really nice. I had a whole, like, watch later playlist. I would do that.
I think I did that, too.
I think so. I feel like
I've done some of that. Bro, it was so interesting. Do it. It's actually really cute, and then you get different ideas. But I never acted upon those ideas. But, like, looking up, like, different videos on YouTube, sometimes people even, like, vlog at their school. So, like, seeing, like, their experiences and, like, what they do, like, a day in a life. Some people may have a video for, like, that, for, like, Clemson, Furman, or USC. I've seen, like, one for USC. I can send it to you.
Please do.
But, like, looking up videos and possibly, like, looking up, like, people's, like, different reviews or experiences, like, online. Like, I'm sure there are people that have, like, said, oh, I did not have a great experience here, or this is what I liked and what I didn't like. Or, like, even contacting, like, current freshmen and stuff. And, like, hearing their, like, perspective on the school, that's probably a good idea.
Going, like, about, like, researching it online, so I fell into, like, a College Confidential hole between...
Oh, no, USC, not College Confidential.
Yeah, between USC and Clemson parents, and...
Oh, God.
I was just, like, basically at the end of it, I didn't get anything out of it, and I was just, like, well, they both seem to not be doing too well, because, like, they would be attacking each other on there, and I was, like, okay, never going there ever again, don't have a decision yet, and then I just left.
Yeah, you know how, like... things will be sponsored by companies. This is like an anti-College Confidential. Do not.
Oh.
College Confidential will ruin your confidence and will ruin everything. Just don't go on there.
Along with like other like college threads like that and websites, don't do it. It might be helpful. You might think it's helpful, but it's not. And it's like, it's a really toxic. It's a really toxic community.
Yeah,
but...
it's usually really competitive and like...
I think just, like, going off of what Lila said, literally everything, what she said, definitely talk to people, if you, like, know what you want to do in college, talk to people who are going through that process right now, reach out to them, whether it be, like, through, like, Facebook or Instagram or whatever, even if you don't know them, it's kind of flattering, so.
I feel like, when I was an incoming freshman, even though, like, sometimes I did, or at the time, I did not put down my deposit or anything for USC, I joined a couple of group meets. I know it sounds weird, because, like, some people would, like, start, like, the whole roommate searching process, and, like, sometimes being in those groups, you get to hear, like, their perspective on things, and maybe you might even learn stuff that you did not know about the school before. You can always leave the group chat, but that's what I did. And when I joined, like, that roommate group chat before I put down my deposit, I actually really liked the energy of some of the girls that were in that group chat, and it made me feel more comfortable, and I learned more about USC. But, yeah, definitely reach out to people. It's better to hear from the student themselves actually went than the parent.
Well, thank you guys so much. We could honestly go on forever. Like, there's so many different aspects to, like, choosing college and going to college, and it's just such a big time in your life. But overall, I think it's a great experience. I think everyone has shared really different perspectives, which is really awesome. You know, we've heard from Sophia, like, at, like, a smaller school, Lila, like, a big state school, Amani, like, commuting versus, like, living on campus. So I feel like this is, like, really helpful for people who want to get a picture of, like, college from different perspectives. And thank you guys so much for joining us. I learned a lot, and I'm in college, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I learned a lot, too.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
It was so much fun.
Of course. Happy to have you guys.
So that's all that we have for you guys today. We really hope that you guys found this episode helpful, especially for the seniors out there. We know that this is a really hard time for you guys, but hopefully with these tips, you're able to just think of some ways that you can make this process easier for yourself right now. Rowan and I will also be putting a guide together just to help you, especially because we are staying inside and a lot of the college tours and things like that are canceled. So hopefully that will be coming soon as well, but we really hope that you guys found this episode helpful.
And also, if you are not a senior in high school, you can share this episode with someone who is a senior in high school or share it on your social media to help anyone who follows you that may be making this decision right now. So we hope that you guys will share this information out and kind of do the people around you a favor by giving them a little bit more helpful resources on how to choose where they're going to college. And as always, remember to share this episode with your friends and family through your social media and to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and to let us know what you thought about this episode and whether you enjoyed it or not.
That's Real Talk, Real Muslims for you.
Bye.